Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. Having a little kid sure is an adventure.
I can agree with you.
Okay. This is what happened. This just happened last night. This is
fresh. Okay. Can see the tears still.
No, I think it's gone to the point where I just laugh now. I'm like, what are you going to do?
Okay.
Woke up, getting the kids ready for school. I prepare the lunch boxes the night before, mm-hmm. and then I put them in the fridge.
Well planned, Mum.
Thank you. That was like my New Year's resolution last year, that I will do the lunches the night before. Saves me so much time.
Brilliant.
In the morning. But they've got like these like big cooler bag lunches, right? So mm-hmm. they're really big. You see them in the fridge. And I was getting the kids breakfast. I opened the fridge and I was like, where is Aubrey's lunchbox? And then my littlest one pipes up and goes, it's in my bedroom. And I was like,
what's it doing in your bedroom, buddy?
As soon as he said it, I knew. I didn't realize what the extent of it would have been, however. I found the lunchbox in his room.
Yeah.
He had eaten everything, including the honey sandwich.
What, for like breakfast?
In the middle of the night.
Midnight snack.
I don't know, because normally I wake up when he gets up. I can hear him getting into the fridge.
Yeah.
And we're like, back to bed. Neither of us, neither Evan or I, heard anything. He ate a packet of veggie chips. He ate a yogurt. He ate an apple. And he ate a honey sandwich.
All at like midnight, middle of the night.
All in the middle of the night.
Did you give him dinner? Poor fella.
Yeah, he had dinner. He wasn't very hungry at breakfast.
You do put locks on your fridges and your pantry already though,
yes,
right?
Yes, he can't reach the pantry lock.
Okay.
But he's managed to figure, we've got two locks on the fridge.
And he's sorted both of them.
He can get in to both of them. So I was like, oh, I guess I'm making another lunch. It was so annoying. I was like, I don't want to make another lunch. Making lunch, the kids' lunches, is the bane of my existence.
Hate it.
And I had to do another one. But, you know, there's got to be other people like this. I just want to talk about midnight adventures, the things you or your kids get up to in the middle of the night.
Oh, yes. Give us a call, 9313-0985. What are you or your kids up to in the middle of the night? There's got to be some great stories of kids just doing some weird stuff.
I reckon.
Because already I watched Malachi the other night.
Yeah.
And it was in the space of about 30 seconds, maybe a minute. He did a full 360 in the cot. I'm like, if he's doing that at 5 months, what's he going to do at like 10 years old? I don't know.
I reckon when he's about 3, he's going to get out of that bed.
Oh, we've got Joe on the phone. Joe, what happened?
Oh, hi there. Our son's now 15 years old, but when he was 3, we'd wake up in the morning sometimes and we'd be running around the house looking for him, frantically calling his name, not knowing where on earth he was because he wasn't in his bed, only to find him asleep under our bed.
Oh!
At what point would he normally go and, like, would he wake up just before you and sneak under there and go to sleep? Or do you think he was sleeping there all night?
I don't know. He'd wake up, well, he'd go to bed because he was a good sleeper ever since he was a couple of months old. But then even if he'd wake up at night, he'd just come into our bed. But we would just sometimes find him underneath our bed, not knowing what on earth was going on.
Did he explain it to you?
No, because he would have no idea. He'd have no idea. We thought he used to sleepwalk when he was little.
Did he ever end up anywhere else? Was it always under your bed?
It was always under our bed, yeah. It was always under there. We've got this. There's a bit of big gap under there, so he can easily get in. But we've got floorboards, so I don't know why it was very comfortable for him.
Maybe, I was going to say, maybe it was nice and warm and cozy. With the floorboards.
No, it wouldn't have been. It would have been more cozy in his bed.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much for the call. Keep them coming, 9313-0985.
Sasha sent us a text. I had to get an alarm put on my 3-year-old daughter's door because she'd like to take adventures outside.
See, that's scary. Like, yeah, it's fine if you're, I mean, it's not fine, but it's the lesser of the two.
Safer.
Just go eat some food from the fridge.
Yeah.
But when you're leaving the house.
Could you imagine waking up and finding your kids outside?
You have to put locks on everything.
Yeah, you'd have to like key lock it or put an alarm on the door like Sasha.
Oh, of course. Natasha got in touch. Same as you, Beck. Once found my little toddler sucking on raw chicken from the freezer.
Maybe they were teething.
Debbie's just given us a call. Debbie, how are you going?
Hi, how are you?
Debbie, what did you used to get up to in the middle of the night?
What I used to get up to as a young teenager, I used to take my parents' car keys and want to go for a drive. And my mum used to get up and ask me where I was going. I was just about to jump in the car and I said, I'm going to the shop. And she said, we don't need anything. And then I say, okay, and I'll give her back the keys. But, and I would be none the wiser the next morning.
No.
Even today, I'm a mature-age lady. And when my husband and I go travelling and we stay somewhere different, he has to hide the keys so I don't find them.
You'll still do it now.
How old were you when you were doing it as a kid?
I would have been about 16, 17.
That's terrifying.
When was the last time this happened to you?
That I've driven a car, not at night time, but even now when my husband and I go travelling or I go and stay at a strange motel or somebody else's house, we have to hide the keys. All my children know that.
Everyone knows. Hide it from Debbie.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call. That's terrifying.
It really is.
For everyone.
And then to remember where you hid the keys as well, right?
No, you can't remember where you hid the keys.
No, for the husband.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like if you're constantly hiding your keys from your wife, you would one day forget, surely, and go, oh,
unless
where did
put them
I put
always
them?
In the same spot.
Yeah, but then she'll be clued up, won't she?
She won't know.
She's driving.
How will they know?
Getting some milk. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energised.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.